Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from John 17, verses 11 through 19. Holy Father, protect them by your name, which you gave me, so that they might be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I kept those you gave me safe in your name. I protected them, and not one of them was destroyed, except the son of destruction, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things in the world, so that they may be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. The world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I am not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And you sent me into the world. I also sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. This is our text. Brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever felt homesick? I'm sure we all have to some extent. Whenever we're young and we're kids, we can get anxious when we're going to new places or trying new things, like going to a new school or staying over at a friend's house for the first time. And in these moments, sometimes it feels like we would want nothing more than to go home. Even as adults, we can get homesick sometimes. Whenever I go on fun vacations to new places, sometimes I can't help but feel a bit homesick. I just want to return to my home, sleep in my own bed, sit in my own comfy chair, and go back to the place that I'm familiar with. The place where I know how things are going to go, the place where I feel protected from this world. I just want to go away from the unknown and back to the regular routine of my life, how I know things are going to go. In our text for today, our Lord Jesus prays to God the Father that his disciples would be protected from this world. This is while Jesus and his disciples were in the upper room on that Maundy Thursday, right before he was betrayed by Judas and handed over to his enemies. Jesus knew that he would be leaving his disciples soon, and he prayed that the Father would take care of them whenever he left this world and ascended into heaven. Jesus was with his disciples all throughout their lives. All throughout his ministry, he was with these disciples one-on-one. They physically walked alongside each other. They were with each other all the time. And he knew that he could protect them from this world because he was right there next to them. But just because he would no longer be living with them side by side in this world, it did not mean that he was no longer able to protect them. Jesus prays this prayer to God the Father, knowing that those whom he loves would be protected while they were still living in this sinful world. Christ protects those he loves. He protected his disciples, and he also protects us in this world today. Jesus says, "Holy Father, protect them by your name which you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I kept those you gave me safe in your name." Jesus, the Messiah, God made flesh, God himself had a group of men that he trained in this world, and he revealed himself to be God to them. Jesus asks the Father to protect these men in his name that he gave to the Son. God's name is everything that he reveals to us in his word. And Jesus, the Word made flesh, gave these disciples everything that they needed to know about God the Father. Through his life and death, sinful humans were given his perfection and eternal life forever. Jesus asked his Father in heaven to keep these disciples safe and to make them one in him, just as he is one with the Father and the Spirit. While Jesus was with the disciples, he kept them safe in this world. He protected them from their enemies. He raised the dead, he healed the sick, he helped them with their earthly problems while he was living alongside them. But now he was going to the cross to die. After he rose on that third day, he did appear to them again, but he was not going to physically remain with them on this world forever. If Jesus had remained with the disciples in this world, this prayer that he prayed to the Father would not have even been necessary. After he died and rose victoriously, his work of salvation was complete. He would then ascend into heaven to reign at the right hand of the Father. He no longer needed to live in this world. His work was completed, and he prepared his disciples for a job that they were going to do without him living next to them in this world. And this job was not going to be an easy task. After Jesus left his human life here on earth, the disciples were to proclaim the good news of salvation to everyone who would hear. And they were to do this job without Christ in human form, helping them along the way and remaining alongside them. Jesus prays, "As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world." And this world would not receive them with open arms. Christ says that the world hated them because they are not of this world. These people that they would preach God's word to would not receive this word with the joy that others had received it. The world would respond to the gospel with hatred, malice, and violence. Recall the historical ways that we are told that these disciples may have died. The apostles apparently died in horrifically brutal ways. Crucifixions, beheadings, being flayed alive. All because of the wonderful news that they had to share with the world. And it appears that the only apostle that died a natural death and a peaceful death was the apostle John, who writes these words to us in our text. Like Stephen in our first lesson for today, the rest of them died as martyrs for the gospel. Jesus prayed and promised that his disciples would be protected when they were preaching God's word, leaving their protection in the Father's hands. After hearing these accounts of how these apostles died, you may be wondering, what kind of protection is this? A promise of protection resulting in being killed for doing what is right. Jesus did promise their protection, but in our account he also prays to the Father, "I am not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." The protection that they received in this world would not keep them unencumbered by the troubles of this world. The Apostle Paul was beheaded by his government for preaching the word of God. Paul wrote that even if he was put to death, it would be better by far for him to go to heaven and live with his Lord and Savior than to remain here on this sinful earth. Even being martyred for the gospel was a privilege and a blessing for Paul, and he embraced the pains that he had to bear in this world. Jesus himself said that his followers are not of this world. They are meant for a greater place than here, the glories of heaven. The summer before I went into fifth grade, my parents sent my brother and I to a Wells summer camp for the week. Whenever my brother and I went to camp, we were the only two that each other knew. We didn't know anybody else at this camp. And at first, we wanted nothing more than to go home back to our parents. But as the week went on, we made great friends and we had a lot of fun there. And we enjoyed that we stayed there in that place. Years later, my brother and I were camp counselors year after year at this camp, and we saw plenty of kids that were also homesick, wanting to go home to their families. But as a general rule of thumb, at camp, we didn't send kids home just because of those first stages of homesickness. And in most cases, when these kids stayed at camp, they had fun memories with new friends, and they enjoyed their time there. Just because they were longing to go home didn't mean that they could go home at the drop of a hat. This is what our Lord tells us about living in this world. In many ways, we have plenty of great things here in this world. We have family and friends that love us, wonderful experiences, joyful times, and great memories. But what happens whenever sorrows and troubles seem to creep up on us? The family and friends that we love die. We start to get sick ourselves, and we are burdened with the pains of this world. The burdens just keep piling on us, and it feels like this world is out to get us. Because it is. The sinful world hated Christ and his followers, and it hates us Christians as well. And sometimes we want nothing more than to be out of this world, away from sin and sorrow, forever. But sometimes our Lord tells us that we have to wait. Just because we go through troubles in this life doesn't mean that our Lord will immediately take us out from these troubles whenever we want him to. Just as Jesus prayed that his Father protect the disciples here on earth, he also keeps his promise to protect us as we live here. He does not remove all of our troubles immediately, but he does make the promise that we will be protected from them while we are living in this sinful world. We are not made for this world. We were not made to live in this world forever. We have a heavenly home that is far better than anything we ever have or will experience in this life. Unlike those who do not believe, we don't live our lives in frivolous ways, trying to stockpile everything up that this world has to offer, just to leave it behind when we die. These people live with no hope. You have a protection and a hope that is certain. You have the protection and hope of our Savior, a hope that will never fade. The people of this world try to grasp onto something that they think will give them some amount of solace in this life and try to protect them from the world's problems, but we know that these things won't last forever. You have something that lasts forever. You have a hope that you can hold on to with complete confidence, God's own word. At the end of his prayer to the Father, Jesus prays, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." Christ knew that he had given his disciples everything that they needed in this life. He knew that he had given them everything they needed to make it through this sinful world on the road to the crown of life. And we also have this truth. God's word and promises are the only truth, and the only truth that we need. Because we remain in this truth of God's word, we live our lives for the Lord. We are sanctified by the Spirit, and we live our lives out of thanks to God, trusting in his promises and in his word, knowing that they are true. And we keep on living. We don't despair. We don't give up whenever troubles enter our lives. We keep on living with trust in our Savior and trust in his promises that he will bring us to paradise with him for eternity. As we live in this world, we may get a bit homesick for our heavenly home. But as we are still here living, we can live in confidence that we know that we will be kept safe by our Savior. Our God gives us protection from all the troubles that may come our way. Just as he protected the disciples, he also protects us, his own beloved children. Christ has completed everything necessary, and we have our full trust and hope in him that he will bring us to heaven to be with him forever. Away from all these troubles and sorrows of this life, away from anything that will try to attack us. He gives us complete protection and complete confidence. Keep longing for that home in heaven that our Savior has prepared for us. Live in the hope and protection of our Lord, knowing that this world is not the end. Remain in his perfect love and his faithfulness forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.